This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and last Monday, I did the first ever mini-sode, a little short motivational episode, a kind of tweener for when I have these shorter topics that I really want to get out there, and I want to do another one today. A real strategic, tactical one to help you bounce back after a bad day or a bad weekend or even a bad month. Before we do that, I need to do an administrative thing. Someone emailed me via the contact form on primalpotential.com. So when you use that contact form, you type in your message and then you type in your email address and it goes to my inbox. The challenge is, oftentimes people mess up their email address. They have a little typo in there, and then when I try to respond, it doesn't go back. And this drives me bananas because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're gonna think I didn't respond. And I try to look and see if there's an obvious typo, and then I try different derivations of the email address that they put in, and then it still doesn't go, and then it stresses me out. This is why I really prefer that you guys just get on the VIP email list. I mean, number one, I'm sending out great stuff anyway, but then you just have to hit reply instead of not getting your question answered. So in this case, this was an individual named Jennifer. She had a Yahoo email address, and she was asking if I have a tracking template that I share. Yes, Jennifer, I do. Unfortunately, I couldn't get my voice note response back to you, and I'm really, really sorry about that. The email bounced back, and I tried several times, but if you go to primalpotential.com and you search tracking, the second or third result is going to be like how to track, examples of how to track or something like that. And it goes through not just what I track and when and why, but it also goes through where I track, and it gives two different template examples of how I use Google Docs to track. So again, guys, if you ever don't get a response from me within 48 hours, something is wrong. And if you're using the contact form, please double and triple check that email address. And if you just want to make life easier on all of us, jump on the Primal VIP email list right on the homepage so that you can just hit reply and then we don't have to worry about any of this mess. All right, let's get into today's mini-sode. There has been a real theme this week, and this has been in emails I've received from you, as well as a couple situations with my one-on-one clients, my coaching clients, my group coaching clients as well. And it's about bouncing back after a bad night or a bad weekend or a bad day, or just feeling like you've been off for a month or so. And I was working with one of my one-on-one clients on this, and I sent her a voice note so that she could do an activity that would not just help her bounce back after one bad night, but something that she could use as a strategy sheet every single time she needed to bounce back. Because here's the reality, I don't work with my clients forever, and I wanna make sure that they have the tools forever to really deal with whatever their struggles are. And then after I sent that voice note, it kept coming up. This, oh my gosh, how do I bounce back? Elizabeth, please help. I've had this terrible weekend. What should I do? What do you think? How can I get out of this rut? And so I thought, you know what? I need to create a tool for everybody to use. And that is what I have done. I have created a worksheet to be your instruction sheet for getting back on track. And it will be personalized, but I've created the template. And what I want to do today in this mini-sode is do it together. Before we do that, let's think for a second about how we respond to a major problem or obstacle at work. There's a plan, right? There's a procedure. And if there isn't a procedure, after the problem occurs, you typically create a procedure to make the response easier and faster the next time, right? We can do the same things in our lives. And the fact that we don't, the fact that we have the same struggle over and over again, feeling like we screwed up the day or the night or the week or the month, and then we don't have a hard and fast plan, it's kind of crazy. Like if an employee where you work does something very egregious, there's not like this big management powwow and, oh my God, how should we handle it? What are we gonna do? No, there's a procedure, and the procedure is followed. Or even at home.
Maybe your hot water goes out. You don't sit there and freak out like, what am I going to do? I have no hot water. What should I do? Should I go to a hotel? Should I shower at the gym? No, there is a step-by-step system that you follow to check the pilot light on your hot water heater. And if not, you call a maintenance person or whatever. You don't sit and stress and freak out about no hot water because that's not going to help the situation. But with food and fitness and weight loss, that's exactly what we do. We overcomplicate it because we overthink. We act as if it's a unique situation every time, and it's really not. And then we become paralyzed in emotion, and that keeps us from taking action. But what if you had a document? No thinking required. Just, oh, I'm having one of those out of control, remorseful feelings. I really want to get myself back on track. No stressing, no worrying, no, oh my God, what do I do? How do I snap out of it? It's not emotional. It's not emotional. It's just, these are the steps that I've planned for myself and I will follow them, period. Well, I am going to help you create that document and I am going to help you customize it so that it works for you and so that you can free up your precious mental and emotional energy and your time. I have created a template for your bounce back strategy, for your bounce back instruction sheet, standard operating procedure, exactly what you need to do to bounce back and snap out of your funk. Now you need to fill this out and I will help you. What I would like to do is I'd like this to be a little bit of a workshop. Please pause this now and get your worksheet. If you are in the United States, you can text the word bounce back, one word, no space, bounce back, to the number 44222. If you are not in the US or you just don't want to text, go to the show notes page right now for this episode over on primalpotential.com under the podcast tab. Click the image under the audio player, it'll be really obvious, and get your worksheet. Print it out, and we're going to work through it together. You need to do this, okay? Don't just think like, oh, that's an interesting idea. I want you to actually do it. All right, I'm gonna assume you have your worksheet now. The first thing you're gonna do, this is 3 pages. On the first page, we're gonna write ourselves a little note, okay? Something like, all right, we've been here before. This is not permanent, and we do not need to get all emotional and out of control. That is not going to help any more than it's going to help about sitting in the kitchen being devastated that you have no hot water instead of getting up and relighting the pilot. Doesn't help. So the first step is you're going to fill in your name in the first blank and write yourself a little note. Here's what your example might look like and customize it based on what works for you. All right, Elizabeth. It's been a tough few days, and that's okay. They're gone. You can't go backwards, but we can move forward starting now. This vortex of regret, you've done it before, and it isn't productive. How you respond in these next few moments determines your future. And the more you practice this, especially when you don't feel like it, the more automated it becomes. Set aside your emotion and let's go. In the next section, it says, this is not about fear of missing out or sacrifice. This is about giving yourself a gift. Here are all the ways life will be wonderful when I reach my goals. I want to make this happen. This is a gift. Then I want you to list out what will change about your life when you reach your goals. And this will be different for everybody, but maybe it will be, I will be happier. I'll be more confident. I'll have more energy. I'll enjoy shopping. I'll feel proud of my body. Food won't be in control of me. I'll have more mental energy and I won't always be so tense and stressed out. I want this. Now, the next section, this is really getting honest and real with yourself. Don't skip this. This is important. We have to know the ways we stand in our own way so we can be on guard against them. I need to be on guard against the following excuses and self-limiting beliefs that I often use against myself. You fill out this section with what you do to self-sabotage, the lies you tell yourself, like, I can't. Yeah, you can. You just aren't. It's hard. It's not. You just haven't practiced enough to make it easy yet. I want chocolate. I'm addicted to sugar. Do you want the sugar more than you want all of the things you wrote in the above section? Now, the next page is your SOP, your standard operating procedure, your instructions. This is going to vary, again, from person to person, but these are the steps you create for yourself. You figure these out either based on what has worked for you before, or if you want to start with mine, that's fine. But the more often you pull this out and execute it, the more easily you'll be able to adjust and find what really works. Like, you might create a procedure at work, and then the first few times the team goes through it, you go, oh, we really need to change this, or this should come before this, or this didn't work at all, or, hey, we tried this one time kind of on accident, and it was really effective. So this, over time, this will become your gold mine. This will become the most powerful thing that brings you right to your point of achieving your goals and your total transformation. So if you know what some of these things are for you, that's awesome. But if you don't, here are what mine would be. The first thing I would do is just stop. I would stop and do 2 minutes of deep breathing, because many times this need to reset comes with a lot of emotion and frustration and disappointment. Stop. My first thing, my number one, would be 2 minutes of deep breathing and then gratitude. Really thinking about intensely 3 things for which I am tremendously grateful while doing slow, deep breathing and letting go of any negativity. The next thing I would do is say my affirmations. And as I say them, I would visualize them. This is going to bring me back to what I want to do, who I want to be, what do I want to achieve. Then I would get a tall glass of water. I find that there is just a real great reset potential in just slowing down and nourishing your body and having a glass of water. Then I would go and shower and put on my favorite outfit. Now, that might not do anything for you, and that's fine. And even if you think, oh, I don't have a favorite outfit, I look awful in everything, there's got to be something. Maybe it's a particular color that you wear that you look best in, or something that you just love and think is super comfortable or whatever, something that you feel good in. Take a shower, put on your favorite outfit. And again, these might not be yours. This is just mine. Then I would have 1 clean meal. I do not need to eat perfectly all day, but part of my reset strategy is 1 clean meal. And then I want to accomplish something. This doesn't have to be major. It's not some massive, ridiculous thing. It might just be making my bed or folding the pile of clothes that has been sitting in the hallway for a week. I want to accomplish something. That is going to build my confidence, and it's just going to make me stand a little taller and feel better about myself. So I'm going to pick 1 small thing, empty the dishwasher, fold the clothes, make my bed, and I'm going to do that. And then the last thing would be, I will be in bed at X time tonight. Because more often than not, my moments of frustration or emotion come when I am overtired. So for me personally, part of my instruction sheet would be tonight, early bedtime. And then the last page, you'll list out your own affirmations and other things that motivate you, either a podcast or a song or a quote or a picture. You are going to have all of this in your little goldmine cheat sheet document that is your power pack when you feel like you need to bounce back or reset. Guys, the difference between those who wish for transformation, those who wish for control over their habits, and those who actually achieve that is action. So the difference between those that are really going to make this work for themselves and this is really going to make a difference in their lives, they've already printed it out and they're working through it. If you haven't yet, that's the first step. If you're in the US, text the word bounce back, one word, to the number 44222. Or if you're not in the US or you don't want to text, go to the show notes page for this episode on primalpotential.com under the podcast tab and print it out. This can be a gold mine for you. This can be a game changer. This takes the guesswork out of it. It takes the emotion out of it. When you start to feel that negativity, that fear, that frustration, how do I get back? I've lost my mojo. Pull this out and use it. Keep it with you. Make multiple copies. As you practice it, make changes based on what worked and what didn't work. All right, I would love to know what you guys thought of this, if it was helpful for you. Let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. First, I had 4 cups of, my first meal of the day was 4 cups of raw shredded cabbage, and I added to that 2 crumbled slices of cooked bacon and 3 over-easy eggs and 1/2 an avocado, and I mashed it all together, and it was creamy and delicious and flavorful. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And that was a pretty big meal, so later I just had a fairly small salad with some chicken and some walnuts on it. And then dinner was steak with mashed cauliflower and some asparagus, and a little bit later I had an apple with cinnamon. But I really hope that you guys use this. I hope that you find it helpful. I hope that you print it out and adjust it to make it work for you. And I would love to hear if you find these mini-sodes helpful and if you'd like me to continue them. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.